Blackstone Audio presents Newton and Polly, a novel of amazing grace by Jodie Headland. This book is read by Saskia Malveld. To my mother, thank you for the seeds of faith you planted in your children. Thank you for remaining steadfast during the turbulent storms. Thank you for always praying, always loving, and always forgiving during the darkest of days. You exemplified the Father in running to your prodigals with open arms. I pray now I will do the same. Part 1. 1. December 1742. Chatham, England. I fear that our wassailing has become a nuisance. Polly Catlett slowed her steps, her toes aching in the stiff leather of her boots. The damp chill of December finally taking its toll. Nonsense! Susanna Smith linked her arm into Polly's and dragged her toward the front door of the tenant farmhouse that stood across the road from the Blue Anchor Inn. You've such a pretty voice. You could never be a nuisance. One of Susanna's friends, an older Quaker widow who held the beribboned wassail bowl, knocked on the farmhouse door, while the others in the wassailing group formed a semicircle for the singing. A mangy mutt had announced their presence with deep-throated barking that echoed in the crisp cloudlessness of the coming night. The fading golden brocade that streaked the sky overhead was all that remained of the daylight, but enough to show the frozen rosy splotches on each of their noses and cheeks. Enough for Polly to glimpse tension on the face of the older Quaker widow. This is the last house, Polly whispered to Susanna, flexing her aching fingers inside her wool mittens. Then we shall return home.